a very famous comment by Targum Yonason. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Osiyud to Hosea to become Yeshua, Targum Yonason writes, Kad chama Moshe an v'sanuse. When Moshe saw the anava of Hosea, so he gave him the Yud, Kara Moshe la Hosea Rabbeinu Yeshua. And everybody wants to know, what's the connection between the Osiyud and the fact that Moshe saw the meaning of anava by Yeshua? So let's begin with the following comment of the Ari, and this session will take us to other places. We all know the teaching of the Arizal that when the Meraglim were sent into Eretz Yisrael, they were sent in with the Shvatim themselves, meaning Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov. Each one of the actual Shvatim went in with the Nasi. This creates a dilemma, because we know that Shevet Levi is not included in the Shvatim. They were removed, and Shevet Yosef split into two, Ephraim and Menashe. So the Ari deals with this inyan. There's only one Yosef, but there's two Meraglim going into Eretz Yisrael. So Yosef went with whom? With the Nasi Meshevet Menashe, or with the Nasi Meshevet Ephraim? We've spoken about this in the past. And the Ari says that he was sent with the Nasi Meshevet Menashe. And he proves it from the Pasuk. Because, and this is so wondrous when we consider how every single word in Torah is accounted for and comes to teach us something. Not just every word, of course, we know, but every tag and every koitz and every nekuda. So there he says, note, that when it comes to the Nasi Meshevet Menashe, it says, Livnei Yosef, Livnei Menashe. Whereas by Shevet Ephraim, it only says, Livnei Ephraim. It doesn't say Livnei Yosef. To teach us that Yosef himself went with the Nasi Meshevet Menashe, but not with the Nasi Meshevet Ephraim. So what's the Eitza? See, the Ari says, Moshe had a nightfall. I come from Shevet Levi, and Levi's not one of the Shvatim. So there's no Meragel, there's no Nasi going in mitzad Shevet Levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm a Shadchan. I'm going to set up, and we know Moshe was a Shadchan. He was the Shadchan Chazal Svarim Shei between Kutcher Bichon Knesset Yisrael by Ma'antar. I'll be Meshadech Levi with the Nasi Meshevet Ephraim. And that's what happened. He sent Levi with the Nasi Meshevet Ephraim. Now, why is this difficult? Because to us in Galus, it's okay to make connections, Shiduchim, between a Sephardi and Ashkenazi, a Merak and a Temani, whatever it is. But we're dealing with the Shvatim. Everything was very divided. And especially we're coming to the 3 weeks, and that what the Gemara says, end of Tainis. There's a certain celebration on Tu B'Av, and the fact that the Chalukah Ben HaShvatim was broken down. But remember, these are times where each Shevet was literally like an Av of Ne'atzma. And Moshe Rabbeinu here is taking Levi, and he's sending him along with Yeshua, the Nasi Meshevet Ephraim. Especially because we know, and this will bring us to the Targum Yonasan momentarily, that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that aside from the fact that every Shevet had an inyan bifnei asma, which they were very proud of, we spoke about not long ago that Leah and Rachel are not just two people, they're divided into two midos. Leah is anava, and Rachel is here. Not only when we consider that is Levi and Ephraim two different Shvatim, but they come from two different mothers, which means that they come from two different worlds. There's the world of Leah and the world of Rachel, and in Primus HaTorah, this is Mamish world. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking Levi, Mibnei Leah, and sending him along with Yoshua, Mibnei Rachel. That's a violation. And it could be that this is exactly what Korach was upset about. We just spoke about, I think, a few years ago, that Korach was the highest, the greatest of all the B'nai Levi, and he took offense to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was just throwing around Levi. Well, it gives you the right to do that. You're taking Levi, which is the highest Shevet Levi, and you're being Meshadechim with, in his eyes, which was a very low Shevet Ephraim, Again, we only know Shevet Ephraim as being a very great Shevet because of Yoshua. Because Yeshua was the one who goes down in history as who made Shevet Ephraim Shevet Ephraim. But remember, Levi and Yosef were not on such good terms. Levi is one of the ones who sold Yosef. Who are you to come along and to make shidduch between Levi and Ephraim? Could be that's what he was upset about. Maybe that's exactly what it means in the beginning of Parshas Korach. Vayikach Korach says, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi. Rashi's bothered by, Chazal's bothered by, why doesn't it mention Ben Yaakov? But we can ask a different question. Why does it say Ben Levi? Why does it just say Vayikach Ben Yitzhar? Why do we have to go all the way back to Kohath and have to go all the way back to Ben Levi? That is because what Korach was upset about, that he made a machlekes Vayikach on the fact that he took Levi and he sent him along with Yeshua. Who gives you the right to do such a thing? But Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is what Rashi means, Shlach Lecha L'daitcha, there's a das of Moshe which is able to make one, the Indian of Levi and Ephraim, the world of Leah and the world of Rachel. And that's why Moshe was the Melech, because by the Melech is Lev Kol Ha'am, he's able to bring together all factions of Klal Yisrael. But he did so. He took Levi, he sent him along with Ephraim. Vim Taimar, how could you do such a thing? There's Levi, there's Leah, there's Rachel, there's Anava, and then there's Yira. So Ephraim, which is Yeshua, has his strength in Yira, and Levi's Mimelea, strength in Anova. So how could you take Anova and send him along with Yira? So for that comes Targum Yonasan. And he says, Kat Chama Moshe an Visanuse di Yeshua. When he saw the Anova of Hosea, which means that even though he was literally Mimelea Rachel, but in Pnimius he was actually Mimelea because he was an Anov. That's why he sent along Levi, saw the fit that Levi can go along with Yeshua, because he was really Mimelea. How is that possible? Teretz says, what does it say at the end of last week's parasha? Meaning at the end of parasha's Behalo Yisra. Shteit v'ayish Moshe ono mikol adam asher p'ni adam. Moshe was the biggest anav. Now that we know Moshe is the biggest anav, and who is the Talmud Neman of Moshe? That's Yoshua. He was chosen to be the next leader. So that leads us to parasha's Shlach, which tells us, if you want to know, Yoshua was an anav. Because he was a Talmud of Moshe. And from Moshe being by his side, although he was the inyan of Rachel, he was shaykh to more Leah. So he was chosen, he was more fitting than Korach, whatever Korach wanted. Because who was the real Anav? Certainly not Korach. Yeshua was. And so therefore Moshe was able to make this shidduch between Leah and Ephraim, between Levi and Ephraim, because Yeshua was somebody who merged those things together. And perhaps this is the secret of the Ois Yod, that he gives in the letter Yod, because the letter Yod is the letter which is the greatest Anava. It's the smallest letter, of course. It's the Mid of Anava. But more importantly, the Rambam Panu says that the letter Yod reflects the inyan of Maiser. Yod being Eser, the Soid of Maiser. And he says in Yonas Eilim, V'kan hoisif le Moshe osir al shmoi besod Maiser. L'shevach shuhu Levi. What is he referring to? Levi is being Maiser. Because Targum Yonasan himself writes in Parshas Vayishlach Perach Lamed Beis Pasuk Chaf Hei that Yaakov had 12 sons, and he said, I have to give Maaser. He wanted to give Maaser of his children. So who did he give Maaser? He dedicated Levi as being Maaser. He consecrated Makdish Levi to work in the Beis HaMikdash. That was Yaakov giving Maaser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Levi takes Maaser, because he is Maaser. So the Yod, which reflects Maaser, is a siman to the fact that what? That Levi goes along with Yoshua. Not only being tzad the fact that Yod is the Anav, we call it Osios, but also it's a remez to Levi, and in that Yod shows us that Levi is going along with Yoshua. And perhaps this was a hakdama and hachana for something later which takes place involving Yoshua and Shevet Levi. Because the Magid Misharim, which is the Sefer of the Beis Yosef, the teachings which you heard from the Malach, he tells us in Parashas Miketz, Kad Ayil Pinchas B'Shifta D'Shimon. This is already going ahead a few parashias, that when Pinchas goes into the lines of Shevet Shimon, and he does what he does there, says something fascinating. Parcha nishmasei. So Chazal do say this, and he takes it one step further, that Pinchas experienced a type of a death because of the fear. What happened after that? V'zdabik bei nishmasa d'nadav avihu. So the Zohar tells us that the nishmas of Nadav and Avihu came into Pinchas at that time. V'hai nishmasa d'havi b'pinchas. And what happened with the nishmas of Pinchas at that time? Where did it go? If Nadav and Avihu are coming in, what happens with the nishmas of Pinchas himself? It left him. He died. Where did it go after he died? It's Dabik B'Yoshua. So Yoshua took the neshama of Pinchas. And this is fascinating. And needs questioning. Why? Why should it go to Yeshua of all places? That's it, because Yoshua already had a shaychus to Levi, going back to these parshas. And in the same way that Pinchas learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's okay to be Meshadach and Neshama of Nei Levi to Yoshua. If you have a doubt where a Neshama of Levi should go, it should go to Yoshua. If Levi himself, who's the Rosh Hashiva, went to Yoshua, certainly Pinchas can go. And that's what happened. Yoshua was the one who took the Neshama of Pinchas. Now this is significant because it takes us to another place. Not only did the Neshama of Nadav and Avihu go into Pinchas at that time, but of course we know Eliyahu HaNavi. As Targum Yonasan himself says there, that Pinchas at that time was given the Neshama of Eliyahu, Pinchas who Eliyahu. So we see that at the time that Eliyahu entered into the Neshama of Pinchas, that's when Pinchas' Neshama went to Yeshua, which means to say that there's a link here which we see in regards to Eliyahu HaNavi, that Eliyahu is coming into Pinchas, maybe even a goyrim to the shidduch between Pinchas and Yeshua. How so? Because let's explore for a moment. Who is Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas, so we know Pinchas comes from Shevet Levi. But there's a whole sefer in Nach which deals with the life and the legacy of Eliyahu HaNavi. Do we have any mention in the Navi at all as to the yichus of Eliyahu HaNavi? No. Perhaps. We'll see in a moment from Tana of Eliyahu. But we find, after looking into Divrei Chazal, four shitas throughout the Midrashim as to which Shevet Eliyahu HaNavi comes from. Which is an unbelievable thing, because you would think that we'd be able to pin somebody down as to what Shevet he comes from, even the family which he comes from, but when it comes to the Shevet of Eliyahu HaNavi, it's a mystery. In the Medrash Tehillim Tzadi, the Medrash says that Eliyahu comes from Shevet Gad. Whereas in Bereishis Rabbah Ayin Aleph, it says that he comes from Shevet Binyamin. And in Shmais Rabbah Mem, it says Eliyahu Yerushalmi Haya, Miyosh Velishat Hagazi, who is from the Sanhedrin, from the Krach of Yehuda. And also in Tehillim Mem Hei, in the Medrash, it says Eliyahu comes from Bnei Aaron. So we have four different shitas: Gad, Binyamin, Yehuda, and Levi. Interestingly enough, Gad is Mishevet, is mi Bnei Leah. Yehuda is mi Bnei Leah. Levi is mi Bnei Leah, but Binyamin is mi Bnei Rach. So we have by Eliyahu HaNavi four shitas, which really divide into two: yes, mi Bnei Leah, and yes, mi Bnei Rach. And the Tanad of Eliyahu, which is the Sefer Eliyahu himself, which he gave over, I think, to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Acha, in Perek Yud Ches, the Medrash brings the following thing. Once the sages were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they had the following discussion. They argued about the following fact. From Mehechen Eliyahu Avuba, where does Eliyahu HaNavi come from? They had this machlekes, Mibnei Leah, Mibnei Rachel. Not just about the Shvatim, but about, was he Mibnei Leah or Mibnei Rachel? As they were discussing this, says Eliyahu HaNavi, Bosi Aleihen, I came into the Beis Medrash. I was standing there right to him, and I said, Rabbi Isai, ain't anybody Elam Zara Shal Rachel. I come from Zara Shal Rachel. They didn't believe him. For Amuli, Tain Simon Lidvaracha, give us a Simon. So Marta Lehem, don't you know Divrei HaYamim? Does it not say in the Yuchsin of Shevet Binyamin, Vayar Seha, Ve'Elia, Ve'Zichri, Bnei Yerucham? So it says Elia. Amuli, V'Lecheinata, aren't you not a Kohen? And he's Madchalem. The Medrash doesn't say that he's Madchalem. But you see that, first of all, they were having a machlekes about it. He came in to prove himself, and even after he brought a raya, they didn't accept it. And they said, you're a Kohen. So what do we see from here? That if you have so many shitas, it doesn't mean that we don't know. It means that he's both. That he's Mibnei Leah, and he's Mibnei Rachel. And this will help us explain why it is that when Eliyahu comes into Pinchas, it allows, it's the catalyst for Pinchas and Yeshua to come together. Because Eliyahu Navi himself is Mitzad Leah, and this is very befitting for Eliyahu Navi, because we know from Mesachas Sidias, from other places, that Eliyahu is the mid of Shalom. Hinani Noisin Los Brisi Shalom. And on that Targum says, reference here to Eliyahu Navi. The whole mid of Eliyahu is one of Shalom. So if there's Shalom which needs to take place in Klai Yisrael, it's the groups of Mibnei Leah and Mibnei Rachel. He's the one who's able to do so, but he has to be from that place in order to do that. It's not a suffix, it's a vada. He's Mibnei Leah, and he's also Mibnei Rachel. So this brings us to the following next point. What we're seeing here is a merge of Yehoshua and Levi. That's really where we started. Mibnei Leia, Mibnei Rachel, and the connection to Eliyahu HaNavi in that. One of the very great Amoraim, which is mentioned in the Gemara, I think over 1,000 times, is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. And it could be that this Amoraim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when we explore who he was and his teachings, epitomizes this inyan called Yehoshua v'Levi. First of all, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is one of nine people, tzaddikim, mentioned in the Medrash as having never died and went in Chai alive into the Gan Eden. In the company of Eliyahu HaNavi, Basi Bas Paro, and others. So he's in that company of Eliyahu HaNavi. And we find in the Gemara many, many encounters that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi has, probably more than any other Amayr with Eliyahu HaNavi. Makas Yid Aleph, Sanhaj Sadi Ches, Yushalmi Chuma Ches, Beish Islam, Islam, and Hay, and other places as well. In fact, one of the teachings of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is, in the Megillah Yabez Mabez, when he's discussing Mordechai, and he wants to know, where does Mordechai come from? What's the lineage? It says that he's Ishimini, also says that he's Ishihudi. So he's the Manda Amar who says, Aviv mi Binyamin, v'imu mi Yehuda. He comes from Binyamin and Yehuda, which is what? Rachel and Leah. So he's the one who was able to solidify the fact that, no, Mordechai does come from Leibnei Leah and Mibnei Rachel. And we know Mordechai is Gematria, Leah Rachel. And the fact that he's Yehoshua and Levi, and the word Ben is in between, that word Ben is linking together Yehoshua and Levi, Leah and Rachel. And that's because Ben is Gematria Eliyahu. Because that's Eliyahu is the link between the Tzad Levi and the Tzad Yehoshua, like we saw before, that when Eliyahu came into Pinchas, so Pinchas went into Yehoshua. And in fact, if you take Ben with a Nun de Matzapach, which is Gematria 700, so it becomes 702, so that's Gematria also Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, with the Koilo. We find a very interesting connection between Yehoshua and, meaning Yehoshua ben Nun, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We know that Shas ends with the very last Mishnah, with the Memer, that Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchil L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Oilamas, that Hashem will give Shai Oilamas. And that memra, of course, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi brings it, is in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, which is fascinating, because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was not a Tana, he was an Amora. But Shas ends with the memra of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Why should that be? The answer is because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was either a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi or a Talmud the Talmud. Could be that his father was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but he was certainly in line, he received the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We find that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a special kesher to Yaakov Avinu and also to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before he dies, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, "Le'adifna mi Moshe Rabbeinu, am I any better than Moshe Rabbeinu?" Meaning that he has a kesher to Moshe, and that's a different shmuza, what that is. But of course, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has a kesher to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Torah Shebichzav, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down Torah Shebichzav. But who wrote the last eight psukim of Torah Shebichzav? Different opinions of the Gemara. According to one shita, Yehoshua ben Nun. Because how can Moshe write about himself? Oyamas Moshe. So Yehoshua writes the end. The Talmud of Moshe writes the last psukim in Torah Shebichzav. Therefore, it's only befitting that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's Nishmas Moshe, that the very last Mishnah is given over to who? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Yehoshua ben Levi. That's his kesher to Yehoshua ben Levi. But even more so, to show the kesher between Yehoshua and Pinchas. So the Gemara Baba Basa Teslav says, who wrote the last psukim of Sefer Yehoshua? How can Yehoshua write about himself? Oyamas Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, different opinions, according to one shita, Pinchas. Why should Pinchas write it? That's it, because Pinchas is Shua, that's one Zach. Pinchas is Yehoshua. So that's why Pinchas writes the last few sentences in Sefer Yehoshua. We find other places where we find the connection between Yehoshua ben Levi and the whole inyan of Yehoshua and Levi. For example, Megillah Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that a Malach came and he gave Torchacha to Yehoshua because he was mevatel certain inyanim. He didn't know. Did you come? He says to the Malach, did you come for Bittul Torah or did you come for Bittul Hatamid? So the Malach says, Atabasi, I came for now, meaning for Bittul Torah. and it says Vayolin Yeshua Ba'emek, and he spent the whole night learning Torah. What was the suffix of Yeshua? So it could be, because Yeshua has a kesher to Yeshua, of course, himself, and to Levi. Mitzad the fact that he's Yeshua, he's Na'al Yamashu Teichel. Yeshua is the biggest masvid mentioned in the Torah. But mitzad the fact that he has a shaykhis to Ben Levi, that he's Mishaykh to Levi, Levi has an inyan in Korban. That's the whole akrovah shaykh to Levi. So he said, did you come mitzad Yeshua should be, or did you come mitzad the Levi should be? And he says, Atabas, it came mitzad Yeshua. Therefore, he shtag that whole night. What's interesting is in that sugya, the Gemara makes mention to a member of Yeshua ben Levi. In the whole sugya, it's Vayus Beshua Yeshua ben Yuchu, and he saw the Isha Milin Egdai. Vayechi Rabin Hachim, Vayamar Yeshua ben Levi, Asa Ladani Teshalan Chavera Balala, maybe he's a shade. So Yeshua ben Levi is mentioned in the back and forth in that Gemara. And there's other places as well, Rabbi Shubba Levi has a memra, in Erev in Dafna Dalet, HaMahalich Bederech Ve'ein Imoy Levoya Yasek B'Torah, as it says in Pasuk, Livyas Chein Hein L'Rashecha. He who goes on the road and he doesn't have a Leviya, somebody to accompany him, he should learn Torah. HaMahalich Bederech, is that not a reference to Yeshua, who goes in, Mahalich Bederech is a Meragel, Ve'ein Imoy Levoya, and he doesn't have anybody who to accompany him. Levoya, of course, is a remnant to Levi. Yasek B'Torah, which is the mid of Yeshua. But you see, HaMahalach Baderech, Eini Moy Levaya, Livyas Chein Hein L'Rashecha. The Rashecha is the Roish, the head of Hosea gets the Yud. And that's called Livyas Chein, gets the Yud, which is a remez to Levi. And Livyas Chein Hein is Gematria Yoshua Binun. And other places as well, Bishuma Levi speaks a lot about Lashon Hara. In Vayikra Rabba, he says that the Torah mentions the word Torah 5 times by Mitzvah to teach us that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is Oivra and Chamishich Chumshei Torah. In Zavachim, he tells us that 2 things that a person does not have Kapara for, even with Korbanos, and that's Shvichas Damim and Lashon Hara. And the Gemara has a very famous memra, says, Mila Besela Ushtika Betrayim, that for one word, for a word you get 1 Sela, but to stay quiet you get 2. So in the Gemara only quoted as Amar Mai, doesn't give us a Baal Memra. But in the Vayikra Rabba, the Baal Memra is a Bishuv Ben Levi. And perhaps this is even a remez to the Meraglim as well. Because Kalev and Yeshua had 2 different approaches. Yeshua spoke out openly against the Meraglim, and he was almost killed for it, and he was not Matzliach. But Kalev says, Vayahas Kalev. Kalev went with Shika. He pretended that he was with them. Vayahas Kalev. The Gemara in Soita says, Shehi Sisa Midvarim. Kevin Shrashim Ashtigim as Yeshua, when he saw that they were silencing Yeshua, whenever he wanted to speak, he says, Gamosi Ashtiko. They're going to make me be quiet too. So he stayed quiet. And he pretended to be with them, and then he spoke up. Right. Perhaps that's the Yeshua ben Levi. That is a shaykhis to the whole inning of Yeshua and Levi. Because Yeshua spoke up and he was silenced. That's called Mila Besela. But Shtika betraying, that's Kalev. Kalev, he saw, stayed quiet, and he realized from there the Mila that Shtika has over Divin. But we see Yeshua ben Levi, Misharish Neshama possibly, but also in the teachings and in the life of Yeshua ben Levi, that shaykhis that he has to Yeshua and to Levi, Mibnei Leah, Mibnei Rachel. We should be Zechat to see Eliyahu Navi, Mibnei Leah, Mibnei Rachel, to bring Shalom within Klai Yisrael. I'm here with me, no, maybe, no, maybe.